Greetings everyone. Here is the second of our weekly 5-minute presentations in which we help you to improve your facilitation and assessment skills. Last week we spoke about outcomes. Today we want to talk a little bit about how to do assessment. And this is a critically important topic for Reforma because we have a global standard which has been underwritten by the World Evangelical Alliance. And that means that we need to make sure that all the groups, hundreds and hundreds of them around the world, keep to this global standard. Otherwise, it will in some way damage the reputation of Reforma if we don't do that. So just to remind you that you as the facilitator are responsible for all assessment. Please don't ask somebody else in your group to do this. Now, in order for a student to be awarded the certificate, you need to be completely satisfied that he or she can successfully demonstrate all 35 outcomes. That means you need to keep up to date with your record keeping. And I suggest you use a little chart. You don't have to submit the chart, but use a little chart to keep track of where each person is in the program. Some of you have already received one from us. If you need one, you're welcome to ask me. We're not in favor of examinations like formal institutions do, because we believe that there are many ways to do effective assessment, and it doesn't always require an exam. Always try to assess your students in their mother tongue, if possible. So how do the students demonstrate the outcomes to your satisfaction? Well, you can use written work, but not for all the outcomes. Some outcomes are really suited for written work. For example, outcomes like explain by using 5 examples how Jesus fulfills Old Testament prophecy, or explain at least 3 of Paul's key doctrines. Sometimes, however, they can do it orally. For example, successfully explain a Bible passage to a group of people, or preach or teach effectively. In such cases, the facilitator would be present or connected to the student's presentation via WhatsApp, Skype, Zoom, etc. Some outcomes are best suited with you as the facilitator actually observing. So, for example, demonstrate servant leadership. Obviously, you'd want to be there to see it in action. Or demonstrate compassion, welcome, and forgiveness in all relationships, including with people who have special needs. Now, this kind of outcome can be done over a longer period of time by observing the student in different situations. We've spoken about record keeping. So what happens now if a student does not successfully demonstrate an outcome? Well, it's your responsibility as the facilitator to try to help that student to the point where they can do it. This may take time. It may take several attempts, but eventually the student will succeed. Now, when you were enrolling your group, you will have received from me an assessment sheet. At the end of the program, you must email that assessment sheet for every single student in your group who has successfully demonstrated all 35 outcomes. You can email it to me, and I will then have a look at it and send you an invoice for the cost of the certificates to be printed, as well as for the courier. And when we receive your payment, we will immediately courier those certificates to you. So that's assessment. And if you have any questions whatsoever regarding how to do assessment or the process or the certificates or anything like that, you're welcome to contact me.